Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's Politically Incorrect podcast topic is Who Will Be Kamala's Running Mate? Brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Dark Water, Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation to donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online and help keep the truth online. This evening, as always, we'll start out with a very brief prayer and then a piece of Psalm 37. It's very important and very relevant. I was reading that today and said to myself, wow, this is exactly what's going on. This is what we need right now. So say, Heavenly Father, we pray for our nation. We pray for our people. We pray for the world. Pray you bring down your glorious hand of light and shine peace and happiness over the population. Shine unity. Bring to light the truth out of the darkness. Bring to light the truth out of the fog. That both parties in the U.S. and all parties in all nationalities across the world can understand the meaning of life, the meaning of existence, and the meaning of the necessity of working together as one people. You know, people are different, Lord. Let's see our differences. Let's understand them and let's work with them. We don't need one united government. We need one united people. And only you and your great glory can accomplish that. We pray you can do these things in your glorious name. Amen. I'm going to open up tonight with a short piece of Psalm 37. And for those listening, you know, please think about the meaning of this, because it's so true. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to be to evil. For the wicked shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall possess the land. Yet in a little while, the wicked will be no more. Though you look well at this place, he will not be there. But the meek shall possess the land and delight themselves in abundant prosperity. The wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at them, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend their bows to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those who walk uprightly. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. That's just wonderful. There's a lot of meaning and a lot of truth to that. Great way to open tonight. with all the burning of the cities and the evil going on, the far left shutting down society, taking away history. Yet you see the other side watching as they destroy themselves, just like in that psalm from the Bible. So another opening piece tonight was an interesting thing. You see the Democratic Party the way they are today. The Democratic Party today is true evil. That's the only word you can use for it. No rhyme or reason to what they believe or what they say. The Democratic Party today has no value, no morals. It could be said they're going towards Marxism or communism. It's more globalism, but even globalism doesn't describe it, because you can have globalism if you did it right. But not when it's being done by greedy politicians and corporations in it just for the mighty dollar. You can have, you know, nationalism and it would work. As long as you respect the rest of the world. And if each country respects what they have and who they are and is proud of that, it's what we used to be. We don't need a global government. We need global cooperation amongst the people. We need a global understanding of the rights, the very basic rights, the God-given rights of the human beings on this planet. That brings me to my second little passage here from one of the interesting presidents. Everybody asked me, who's your favorite president? So, well, I've got two. But I think, oddly enough, my favorite president was John F. Kennedy. My second favorite president was Abraham Lincoln. They look at me like I'm crazy. John F. Kennedy. I said, you know, John F. Kennedy was the original Republican, even though he's a Democrat. You know, people scorn the Democrats today from the right as being evil, ungodly, Bible-hating, evil beings, which is what they are today. But in John F. Kennedy's inaugural speech, and you have to look at these, listen to these words very closely. Excuse me. We observe today not a victory of party. Now, we observe today not a victory of party, but a celebration of freedom. Now, this is John F. Kennedy, a Democrat, symbolizing an end as well as a beginning, signifying renewal as well as change. For I have sworn before you and Almighty God the same solemn oath that our forebears prescribed nearly a century and three quarters ago. Boy, is that a different party or what? Okay, the world is a very different now, for man holds in his mortal hands the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life. And yet, the same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. The belief that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. My goodness. Does that sound like a Republican or what? And that's John F. Kennedy. That's just unbelievable. I couldn't have said that better. I don't think any conservative Republican today could have said that better. And obviously John F. Kennedy did not write that. It was written by a team of experts writing, politically correct statements and whatnot. But no Democrat today would dare speak that. By the hand of Almighty God is where our laws and our mandates come from. My goodness, how powerful is that? It's unbelievable. So that brings us to the topic of the day, which is what's happening in the Democratic Party. So we know that the Republicans are running Donald Trump. There would be no one worth his salt to actually try and run a race against Donald Trump in the primary. It'd be silly. And in that party, you have a choice. You can vote Democrat or you can vote Republican. Even if you're a Republican, that's your choice. And a lot of the evil globalist Republicans are endorsing and promoting Biden. But they're wrong. They're so stupid. You know, we're playing into the Democrat Party's hands. We're playing their hand for them. That's a sad, sad part that we are playing right into their hands. Trump and his campaign are playing into the hands of the evildoers by promoting the Joe Biden's not ready for this, not able to fulfill this job. You know, his core group loves that. But we are promoting an evil, demented, sickly image of this Joe Biden, which is exactly what the Democrats want. See, there are a lot of rumors going around, but I've heard this from people that are in the Congress, walk the halls of Congress every day. There are side talks about basically how to get rid of Biden before the election. And it's more evil than you'd think. It's not a matter of, you know, we're going to wait till he gets in and he's going to die, or we're going to kill him, or we're going to wait till he gets in and invoke the Constitution to throw him out of office. No, it's way more evil than that, friends. You're going to see it happening in the next few weeks. The plan is to eliminate him before any of his evil comes to light, because it will. You know, Joe Biden was indicted in Ukraine. His sons had allegations against him. There's allegations against Biden for colluding to put his son, Hunter, in corporations both in Ukraine and in China. They're going to come out. I mean, they're out there. The people are not, they're being suppressed, but they're obviously out there, and they're obviously not rumors. They're fact. And it's going to come out that Joe Biden, it does have dementia. So I'm going to call that alleged for now, because there's no testing. There's no doctor that's come out and said, yes, he's got dementia. But it's going to come out. A lot of the crimes that Joe Biden has committed over his years, a lot of the lies that Joe Biden has told over the years are going to come out. In fact, there've been a couple of lists published. If anybody has seen them, they go one through about 20 of things that would disqualify Joe Biden as presidential candidate. And the Democrats aren't stopping it, because that's what they want. Democrats want to throw Joe Biden out of this race. And then somehow hornswoggle Kamala Harris in as a presidential candidate. That's what they want. That's what's going to happen. They're going to find a way to gently pull Joe Biden out of the race before Joe Biden brings the party down and himself with it. So that begs the question, and we all pretty much know this is going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, then how long is Joe Biden going to be in office? He doesn't have the capability to run as president. He could, you know, be the puppet in the background. Someone has to speak for the nation. And I've never seen in my, you know, entire lifetime a vice president do the speaking for the president. Now, unless they get one of those clones, those Hollywood holographic clones to speak for them. So you're going to see Biden drop before the election, when it's too late, or perhaps right before. See, the rules have changed across the nation, and they're different in every state. The time that a person can drop out and actually be pulled from the ballot. What happens if Biden gets on the ballot and wins, and the party doesn't let him run? Does he just drop out? Do they randomly put someone in as vice president? So the question is, what happens if Biden drops out before the election? Several things can happen. But it's so close right now, and people are already out there voting, that most likely Biden will be on the ballot. Biden will win, and the Democrats will drop him before the election in one way or another. They'll prove him unqualified before the actual confirmation. And now your new president is Kamala Harris. Now, do they appoint another vice president? Do they elect vice president? We've never had this happen in our history. But if Kamala were to have a running mate, who would it be? Who would they shove in there? If they could force their own candidate in, they would probably put a second woman in, perhaps of indigenous origin or Muslim. And our country would be doomed to have two evildoers. One who was a terrible legal attorney in California, and another one who, maybe is a Muslim. They know they can't run an election that way, because if you run an election with two females, you're going to lose. It's just not in the cards right now. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. If you run an election with a woman of color, and I'm not going to say black because Kamala Harris is not black, and she's not an African American. She's an Indian woman of color, but not black. If you run a black female and then put another black male even up against, in the election, they're going to lose. But if you have just that semi-black female, you're going to have the majority of the Democratic Party, a lot of women and a lot of blacks, voting for her. Now, if the Democrats had to run, it had to pull Biden, if the Democrats would pull Biden with time enough to replace Biden, they would bump Kamala to president. And most likely, the only possible candidate that would have a chance of winning would be to put Bernie Sanders in as vice president. Because there you have the black female and the old white male. Perfect combination for winning. But they won't do that because that's not what they want. So I think you're going to see a last minute ditch and probably the most evil person you can imagine put in as second in command. Someone who could never possibly win an election. Now, here's the only saving grace right now. If the election goes through, the Democrats still have to win. If it's too late to pull Joe Biden, what's going to happen in the election? If it's too late to pull Joe Biden, now you've got a senile federally indicted by the Ukraine government, 47 years in office with not having done a thing, or 40 plus years in office. I mean, it's just, you have Biden is totally hated by the Trump core, by most of the right, and even most of the Democrats hate Biden, but they're voting anyway because they hate Trump more. And then you've got the fake black female running as a running mate. You know, as much as they scream and shout, you remember what that passage was in the Bible. That's why I read that when we started out. The wicked plots against the righteous. The wicked draw the sword and bend their bows. But the wicked lose. And that's why you hear the left and the evil globalist Republicans on the right screaming at the top of their lungs, why they're burning cities down, tearing down our culture. Folks, that's not the majority. That's not the majority. There is no great upheaval of people going to see Joe Biden or asking him to come out and speak or just show himself. That's not the majority. That's minority. They got a loud voice, but a small quantity. And the fact is that when it comes time to go to the polls, even though a lot of them despise Donald Trump, they're going to be fed up with the option and stay home. And the idea, yet I'd love to see a woman in the White House, but the idea of an evil woman or a far right woman, you're going to turn away 80% of the old white males, 80% of the black population. You're going to turn away a lot of people. You lose votes. And right now, votes count. Every vote counts. You know, having Kamala Harris as a second in command with a viable Joe Biden or with a better candidate, say a Tulsi Gabbard that they don't want to even acknowledge exists, would be a dangerous combination. But to have a demented, lying, criminal, evil, old white male as your candidate, despite the fact that that's exactly what you're voting, that you're talking against. I remember Democrats just a while back said they wanted to kill every old white male. And they put an old white male in as a presidential candidate. I don't get it. They're going against their own their own words. But then to put against that fake black female. Now, if they had put a real, you know, an African American female, you'd have way more of a chance of getting the African American population to see through that and say, wow, this person can really help us. So they're in it to commandeer the presidency by proving that Trump is evil, by proving that Trump is a criminal, not by proving that their candidate can actually win and command the office of the highest office in the nation. So, you know, there's a lot in the cards right now. And you can pretty much throw the deck up in the air and allow God to land it on the ground where he pleases. But I can tell you right now, you're not going to see Biden in the White House. And it's not because he's going to lose the election. That's irrelevant whether he loses it. He's not going to be in the election. Because they can't have that. That's not part of the plan. Are there any other options? Well, you do the math. What other candidate, if Biden should drop out, or they should kick Biden out of the election, or kick him out after the election, who are they going to put in for vice president? You know, I spent all day in the past week. Now, my original topic for tonight was not who Kamala Harris's running mate would be until I started seeing some of these things coming out over the past 48 hours. That it really looks like they're going to push him out before the election. And I looked at all the people that stood up against him at the debates in the primary. And I looked at all the people that you could possibly pull out of the air who have the qualifications for president. There aren't many names you can pull. There certainly are none that would win an election. So that's something to think about. You know, who will replace the running mate. Who will be the running mate if Biden drops out? But keep your eyes and ears. Keep your eyes and ears open, because in the, over the course of the next 2 weeks, as the election approaches closer and people start actually voting, you're going to see this come to light. More and more allegations. Do some homework. Do some research. Find out what Joe and Hunter Biden were up to in Ukraine and over in China. Find out the history of Joe Biden, what he said in the past and how it contradicts what he's saying right now. These are all out there. And you're going to find out that, number one, Joe Biden has done absolutely nothing with all his time in office. Number two, what he said has been a lie, not just his fact that he didn't have three college degrees and wasn't top in his class, but pretty much everything else he said. You know, Joe Biden promoted putting in a judge during an election year back in the 80s. Now he's saying the exact opposite. So you're going to see this. And over the course of the next few weeks, you're going to see Joe Biden is removed from his position as running mate, as running for office, or they're going to disqualify him in some fashion. The election is going to land with a single player, Kamala Harris, and she's going to have to pick a running mate, which will probably be another evil individual. And just pray to God that that combination doesn't win the election. Because that is not a winning combination. I could just see if they put Nancy Pelosi in as a vice president. That would be a real trip. Now you've got a fake black woman for president and Nancy Pelosi. My Lord, I'm already looking for what country I can move to. I don't know about you. But hey, you know, the Russian territory isn't looking so bad at this point, because it's just, I mean, it's less evil over there. The Russians are funny too. So I remember when they, one of the Russian cosmonauts came over many years ago, right after the space shuttle mission started. And he went to do his testing. He was going to be part of the next crew for Russia. He was learning some of the ropes. And one of the reporters said, "This is scary going up into space," because he had been up before as a cosmonaut. He looked at the reporter and he said, "No," he says, "it's not scary going up in space. It's scary coming to America." He said, "I'm more afraid of being in America than being in my home state, in my home country of Russia." He says he's afraid to go out on the street. A Russian citizen. This is what we're facing today, folks. We're facing a takeover by an evil, I don't even want to call it Marxist or communist or even globalist. It's a globalist problem. But it's an evil, evil entity. It's like that black slime has come out of the hole from Andromeda Galaxy and just sucked us all into it. We're in the most evil times that God has ever given us. More evil than the Inquisition. More evil than even God's wrath on the world. I mean, this is just so evil. This is we're due for another Noah's Ark at this point. Flood the planet, and I'll go meet God and sit by his right hand with the other good people of this great country. And there are good people. But it's incomprehensible. You know, I'm not some rural dwelling deplorable redneck like the Democrats, you know, claim us to be. You know, I'm college educated, engineer. And I'm telling you, the evil present today makes no sense. There's no rhyme nor reason. There's something in the water. And I got to throw a pitch at my book at this point, because, you know, I never had my book launch, but from 4 years of research, putting together my book, Dark Water, Game Over, the book that was inspired by a Bulgarian whistleblower, who's now missing, by the way, went back to Bulgaria and was never seen again. 2,000 pages of documents. Said that this was happening. Said that it was in the water and in the air. Explained that that's how they're taking over the country. That's how they're taking over the world. Everything this man has said has come true. Everything. So if you haven't seen it, Dark Water, Game Over on Amazon. It's worth looking at. And the website, darkwatergameover.com, has a lot of great free information, bits and pieces from the book. That will pique your interest and make you go looking. These are words that were said by actual individuals who are highly notables in their country. I mean, this whistleblower was a physician in Bulgaria, prominent physician. His family were physicians. He was a designer, an engineer of medical engineer of drugs and other products, with many patents underneath them that were solely his. Yeah, how can you totally discount the words out of a person like that, from a person like that? And if what he said is true, then all the evil we're seeing was engineered and designed, just like the pandemic was engineered and designed. That was some of the other whistleblowers that I have in that book, when I interviewed them, were describing the engineering of a virus combined SARS, MERS, AIDS, and other things. That's another interesting story. I wasn't planning on mentioning that, but a fellow I spoke to that in my daily work, right, meet a lot of people, said that he worked in a military facility out of Nevada, and he had access to a lot of the confidential files because he was working on medical projects out there. And he saw what he believes is the formulation for the coronavirus, for COVID-19, that he actually saw, because it was the path forward. It was the same as the patents and everything that you'd see in the COVID-19 out of Wuhan. And he said the formulation was basically SARS, MERS, and AIDS, and some other things, all interbred, which is exactly what my whistleblower said. So there's something to think about. You know, that is truly the absolute most evil thing that's come upon us today. But it's a blanket to hide the actual goings on. Where it heads if the Senate is lost by the Republican Party, the House isn't gained back. Or if you get a Kamala Harris / Bolshevik female, whoever the running mate might be. God help us all. God help this country. Won't be a place I want to live in, that's for sure. And yet people are too stupid to see that. If you try to bring them to knowledge, they look at you like you've got two heads, no matter how you approach it. There's no talking to these people. And I'm going to close tonight. We're going to close a little bit early. Topic next week, I'm not quite sure what it's going to be yet. You know, every time I pick a topic, it changes. There's so much crap going on right now to try to sort it all out. But between now and the election, we're going to be on a week-by-week basis on a topic, because it all depends on what happens during the course of that time period. There's just too much going on right now to even keep track of it all. So it's whatever the hottest topic is, we're going to talk about. And we're going to definitely be watching very closely this process to the presidency. which I still believe Trump has an edge on. And I haven't been wrong since Richard Nixon in 1972 in predicting elections. I'm hesitant to predict this year, but I'm predicting that Trump's going to win despite everything, that's all the money being poured in by the evil Democrats. I'm going to close with that same statement I opened with, because it's just such a powerful statement. The inaugural speech of John F. Kennedy that ends with, "Ask not what you can do for your country." Not sure who wrote that, but it was written by the Democratic Party, by Democrats, for John F. Kennedy. And in closing, I want you to think about this real carefully, because it's, you got to hear this over and over again to realize why John F. Kennedy was probably my favorite president since I've been alive. We observe today not a victory of party, that's important, but a celebration of freedom, symbolizing an end as well as a beginning, signifying renewal as well as change. For I have sworn before you and Almighty God the same solemn oath our forebears prescribed nearly a century and three quarters ago. The world is very different now, for man holds in his mortal hands the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life. And yet the same, and this is the important part, and yet the same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. The belief that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. My goodness, what happened to the Democratic Party, my friends? What happened to the Democratic Party? Come not from the state, but from the hand of God. That was a Democrat, John F. Kennedy, in his inaugural speech. I'll leave you in closing with that thought. And for those who haven't heard the early part of the podcast, maybe you came in late for the live podcast, it will be put on the site for later listening if you want to hear about what you missed. The earlier part of the podcast was about what can happen in the election and why the Democrats are going to drop Joe Biden before the people actually have a chance to really vote, before the election results are in. So it's worth listening to. Comes straight from the heart of some of the people that are in the Congress right now. And if that's the path we're following, it's going to become very interesting. So I appreciate everybody that came, that did show up, and all of you are listening to this after the fact when it goes online for listening, which will probably be sometime tomorrow, if not over the weekend. May God bless you and may you stay safe, stay happy, keep your heart with God, and God will prevail. Everybody, have a wonderful evening and a great weekend coming up. We'll see you next week, same time, same place, on Politically Incorrect. Have a great day. Have a good night.